Georgia's Governor Nathan Deal today vetoed a so-called religious freedom bill that would have allowed clergy to refuse to perform same-sex weddings and that would have also allowed religious organizations to refuse to hire or serve people if doing so violated their beliefs. Deal is a Republican. He said he did not see any evidence that the legislation was necessary.
I do not think that we have to discriminate against anyone to protect the faith-based community in Georgia, of which I and my family have been a part of for all of our lives.
Meanwhile, today in North Carolina, three people and two advocacy groups filed a challenge to that state's new law, which bans towns from enacting their own protections for lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender people. The law, which Republican Governor Pat McCrory signed last week, also bans transgender people from using bathrooms that match their gender identity. The suit argues that the legislation explicitly writes discrimination against transgender people into state law and thus violates the most basic guarantees of equal treatment and the U.S. Constitution. We will continue to follow both of these stories. Right now, let's get to Denver and a pioneering program trying to teach children about Alzheimer's. An estimated 5 million Americans have the disease, and for kids, understanding what's happening to people who suffer from Alzheimer's can be difficult, which brings us to that private school in Denver, where seventh graders are learning more about Alzheimer's and its effects. Jenny Brundin from Here and Now contributor Colorado Public Radio reports.
Seventh grader Greg Kinsel remembers hiking and playing lots of games with his grandmother.
Like Scrabble.
She'd come up with all these words.
So I'd be like, is that a word? And then she'd be like, oh, yes, it is. You can check in the dictionary.
And she was usually right. Then his grandmother started changing. Whenever he'd visit her, she'd say,
oh, what's your name? Oh, it's Greg. And how tall are you? And she asked that multiple times when I come over, and I always wondered why.
Greg's grandmother's mood was changing too.
Well, number one, I felt kind of hurt because I've known her since I was a baby.
It wasn't until Greg saw his first video on Alzheimer's at the beginning of the school year and began learning about the disease intensively in science class, he thought,
oh, this explains a lot.
Likely because Greg's school, Grayland Country Day School, has developed a comprehensive learning module for seventh graders focused on Alzheimer's disease.
The biggest part is learning how the brain works.
Mark Gatlin is the seventh grade science teacher. His students learn about the history of Alzheimer's, the genetic mutations, and the biochemical changes in the brain.
Different medicines, how mice are used within the laboratory, how research is going.
In English class, students write biographies of an elderly person in their lives, and in art, build memory boxes filled with objects representing the same person's life. But the program is not just academics. I'm riding up the elevator at Sunrise Senior Living Center with a bunch of seventh graders and science teacher Mark Gatlin. He says at the beginning of the year,
we only have a handful of kids who would like to go up onto the what we call the third floor, the reminiscence floor.
That's where the patients with some form of dementia live.
And they're really reticent. They're not sure about what the whole situation is going to be like or what dementia is like.
He tells me by the end of the project, kids like Natalie Rumsfeld are clamoring to go up, even though it's not always easy to interact.
Did you go anywhere other than Oklahoma?
Kansas City.
You went to Kansas City?
Mm-hmm.
What did you do in Kansas City?
We did the snow skiing.
You went snow skiing? Mm-hmm. Did you like that?
Mm-hmm. Our goal here is intergenerational learning.
Teacher Mark Gatlin says not only are the students coaxing memories out of seniors, kids are learning complex social skills.
The hardest thing is teaching patience with seventh graders. So 12 and 13 year olds, they want immediate feedback, and going to Sunrise takes them out of their comfort zone.
These same skills, being authentic, patient, and gentle with seniors, are put to work a couple of days later at the school on a croquet green.
What do I do? Hit that button.
Yes.
Just watch your step.
About once a month, some of the seniors come over to the school to play croquet. 86-year-old Bill Taylor hits the most incredible shot.
Nice job, Papa. You won again.
He smiles the biggest smile at his student mentor, Greg Kinsel.
Wow, that was amazing.
As for Greg, this experience has helped him with his own grandmother. He still plays Scrabble with her. Now her words are made up, but that's okay. Greg tells me he's learned not to get so frustrated with her questions and moods. And talking with the wide variety of people with dementia at Sunrise, he now knows what to expect.
It's kind of like a map for me, like what's going to happen to my grandmother. Like you have Jerry, who I was talking with, who's kind of more in the beginning stage, like how my grandmother kept asking me questions. But just a couple weeks ago, I had someone who's very deep and only made noises, and it was very hard to communicate. So it's very interesting being up here and learning like what's going to be the map of how she's going to progress.
There are high school courses like this in the UK, but here in the US, the Grayland Alzheimer's Project appears to be unique, brainstormed and developed in-house. But the school says it's happy to share the model with anyone interested in creating a similar program. For Here and Now, I'm Jenny Brundine in Denver.